Welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. I'm here to help you become a change agent in your own life. So if you're feeling stuck in a pattern, a behavior that leaves you feeling dissatisfied, discontent, disconnected, and plain unhappy, this show is for you. If you want to create new habits that are more supportive of you, and you're tired of feeling held back, we're here for you. If your problem involves somebody else who has a problem habit, this show can support you in taking care of yourself. And if you have any area of your life that is problematic and you want to move forward in new ways, welcome aboard. What I know is that you can unwind the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been blocking you from reaching the future you want for your life. In Habits into Health programs, including this podcast, you can discover the hidden layers in yourself that are at the root of what's getting in the way of the changes you want to make. One saying we have in this show is let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. This comes from understanding that insight isn't enough to create change, and that we humans learn from what we do, from action and experience. But action for its own sake can only give you short-term results. It's hard to sustain. When your actions are connected to source, however, this is the most valuable of all, because you can allow your mind to be in service to your whole self rather than being a dictator running the show. In Habits into Health, you get to teach yourself through developing self-contact, and this supports you in action that is connected to who you truly are. Before we go into our practice, though, I want to invite you to offer feedback. Come to habitsintohealth.com and submit a comment. If you want to keep your feedback private, just let us know, and we won't post it publicly on the website. While you're visiting, help us tell the world about the value you're experiencing here by submitting a rating and review on iTunes. Click on the Listen to iTunes link at any podcast on the website. Then click on View in iTunes and go to Ratings and Reviews. Thanks a lot. And while you're there, why not subscribe to this podcast? And you'll hear about each episode as soon as it's posted. You can also subscribe to Habits into Health on Facebook. Just search for Habits into Health on Facebook.com. And while you're on our website, click on the link for our free gift and enjoy what you find there. So let's head into our Habits into Health exercise for today. I have pre-recorded a practice that is designed to support you in a specific kind of self-exploration through self-contact. I hope you enjoy it. So, just tap in to your physical experience of yourself right now, in this moment. You don't have to do anything differently, and this is not like many meditations where you remove yourself from what you're doing. In a way, you could think of it as a living meditation, if you even want to use that word. For instance, you might be driving a car right now, and you can keep your attention on the road in a fully alert way and tune in to the experience of keeping your attention on the road. How do you keep your attention on the road? How do you use yourself in your eyes? How do you use your hands and your arms? How do you keep yourself attentive? Or you might be sitting at your desk at work, and you can notice how you're sitting. You can notice how your feet are placed on the floor. You can notice the feeling and the sensation of your back. Perhaps your back is up against a chair. Maybe it's comfortable, not comfortable. Just be attentive. You could be listening right now as you walk from one place to another. Feel the sensations of your walking. Wherever you are, you can take a moment to notice whatever you are doing. And it doesn't have to pull you away from what you're doing. Now notice where you experience your own sensations. We take this so for granted because it's routine. It's in the background. Where do you experience your sensations? And if you find yourself wondering about this, just bring your attention to your head around your eyes. That might be a place where you wonder. Notice what you notice. So for instance, I'll just use myself as an example. As I speak these words, I recognize movements in my lips, my mouth, my tongue. I can feel a resonance and a movement in my throat. I notice how I'm holding my head as I talk. I'm also moving my fingers and my hands in a gesture, and that makes me smile, so I can feel my lips curling up in a smile. On your end, as you listen, where do you experience your listening? This is not just thinking about sound waves engaging the structures of your ear. That's school. It's not a picture in a book. As you listen, be attentive to how you listen. You might recognize the stance of listening in other physical parts of you than your head. If you're driving, walking, sitting, or lying down, where do you feel sensations? Whether they are directly linked to listening right now or not. That might be like an itch on your cheek or a tickle on your arm, an ache in your back, or an excitatory feeling in your legs. Those are just examples. Tapping into your physical experience also involves how you are using yourself. At the simplest levels, it could be noticing how you fix your head in a particular way, or how you engage your breath when you listen. Do you compress yourself somewhere in some way? Check out what's happening with your lips or your arms. Are you loosening something somewhere in some way? This is just a beginning of attuning to how you're using yourself. When you start by attuning to your senses, you will experience something different than when you focus on mental understanding. You'll learn to be in yourself and in the world at the same time. This is a great gift. Well, I hope this was valuable for you and that you can use this practice during the week and beyond. Over time with practice, you can become more effective at experiencing self-contact through the actions that you take that are connected to Source. Rather than pushing away uncomfortable states, you can recognize that they are signals to learn from. And while initially you might feel uncertain, you can come to a new level of understanding about your true rhythm and your real needs. And this is what happens when you develop self-contact and the ability to manage it. In this way, you are letting the body lead so that your mind doesn't have to stay trapped in its beliefs. Every moment that you have a chance to practice this process, even when the outcome is a very small one, it grows layers of you that will pay off when the outcome is really important. For now, it's time to sign off. Just know that we are all about making the building blocks of the habits that keep you stuck more visible, so that you can deal with them more successfully. This works whether you're dealing with your own patterns or if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems for them and for you, and you want to support them without getting trapped in their issues and take care of yourself. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.